Washington. Around the world this past week, photographs shown on television, in newspapers, and on websites depicted U.S. military police humiliating and abusing inmates in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The images were first broadcast on the CBS news program 60 Minutes 2. The reaction in the Arab world was immediate. An Egyptian newspaper labeled the treatment the shame. The Al Jazeera satellite channel called the conduct unethical and inhuman. President Bush also denounced the actions of the American troops.
I shared a deep disgust that those prisoners were treated the way they were treated, that their treatment does not reflect the nature of the American people. That's not the way we do things in America. And so I didn't like it one bit.
In an article in the forthcoming issue of The New Yorker, reporter Seymour M. Hirsch writes that the U.S. military has known of conditions inside the Abu Ghraib prison for months, and that the general in charge of the prison, Janice Karpinski, was suspended from her command in January. Hirsch based his report largely on an internal Army study by Major General Antonio Taguba. In a conversation late yesterday, Seymour Hirsch talked about the investigation and the evidence of abuses.
They weren't all photographed. That's one of the things that's important. And they also began last fall. And I could read you a list if you're up to it.
Tell us some.
Breaking chemical lights and pouring the phosphoric liquid on detainees, threatening them with charged pistols, pouring cold water on naked detainees, beating detainees, threatening them with rape, sodomizing a detainee with a chemical light and perhaps a broomstick. I mean, do we need to go more?
No.
I mean, you know, the standard sort of what we thought we were freeing these people from in the prisons that Saddam Hussein ran.
What action has been taken?
The one action that's been taken is that the woman general named Janice Karpinski has been removed. Presumably, there's a new general that's been assigned, and there's been a lot of talk about reinstating the Geneva Conventions and making the prisons. And by the way, when we say prison in Iraq, we didn't fight against criminals and we didn't fight against army. Most of the people in the prison, they call them actually detainees, are civilians. By the internal count, 60% at least are innocent, have nothing to do. They were picked up at a random roadside check or somebody busted and grabbed them. There's a lot of talk about cleaning them up.
If these acts happened, as you report, wouldn't they violate the Geneva Conventions, first of all? So is this going to be treated as an internal military matter, or might it fall to outside judicial powers as well?
Of course, the answer is I don't know. Look, the important thing to know is that what made the Army move on this were the photographs. And one could almost ask the question, if somebody had just made a complaint without the photographs, would Janice Karpinski still be there? Because the Kubu report, the one that the Army has not released, what it says was that there's a systematic institutional problem in the prisons. Last year, the leadership in Iraq had had two outside studies done of the prisons because, among other things, they had discovered during the war in Afghanistan, the whole notion of the prison system in Afghanistan was designed to elicit information, to grab prisoners and get information out of them by any means possible. Every prison was really a Guantanamo. And that seems to be what happened here is in the there's three large prisons controlled by General Karpinski. It seemed that systematically the goal of the system was to interrogate people by any means possible. And that's pretty serious.
In the report says General Taguba suspects that outside contractors may have been responsible or took part in some of these abuses. How might they be held accountable for their actions?
What Taguba said was this. By the way, the good thing is Antonio Taguba did an honorable, brilliant job, and he's a hell of a guy, whoever he is. And it's to his credit. One of the things that happened is last fall, the provost general of the Army, a man named Donald Ryder, who's everything I've heard about him is that he's a very upstanding guy, did his own investigation. He said, well, there may be some problems, but there's no bad things happening. And Taguba said, at the time Ryder was there writing his report, this stuff was going on. He missed it. Look, here's the question. This reserve unit, these kids that you read about, Chip Frederick and the others, and I named them in the article, that are going to be facing prosecution, they're from rural Virginia and West Virginia. One of the things about our society is run on guilt. The Arab world, the Islamic world, is run on shame. The most significant thing you can do to a male Arab, the most shameful thing he could do is have another walk naked before other men. And also, homosexuality is also very much a no-no in that society. So you're telling me that a group of kids from a reserve unit understood that the way to take a group of inmates and to begin to break them down for future interrogation was to have them walk around naked, take pictures, have young women from their unit pose, make fun. You know, everybody knows the thumbs up sign. We know what we're talking about. And they figure that out. What Taguba is saying is there are people who worked in the interrogation side of the prison, not only military intelligence, but what the government calls OGA, other government agencies, CIA, paramilitary people, and private contractors from large companies, CACI, Titan. These are names that because of what's happened with the four guys in Fallujah. His report says this: I think the outside guys are responsible for what happened in that prison. Who's protecting the outside guys? Who's running the prisons? Where does this go? I assure you, General Kimmett, who's a fine guy, the guy we see on television all the time and here on the radio, described these as six sort of the bad seed idea. Not so.
Well, an attorney, at least one, for one of the military police officers says the problem is more widespread than it's been reported. So I hear from what you're saying, it might reach to higher ranks in the military.
In the last 6 months, three different Army major generals, Taguba, a guy named Ryder, and a guy named Miller, have been assigned by General Sanchez, the head of forces, the three-star general head of forces, to conduct independent investigations into the prison system. Duh. Why? What does he know that we don't know? And where does responsibility, where the earlier reports just the design to make everybody happy, it was Taguba breaking China? We all know that great, you know, if you break it now, that's the whole new phrase in America, now you have to fix it.
Seymour M. Hersh is a reporter for The New Yorker magazine. His story, Torture at Abu Ghraib, appears in the upcoming May 10th issue of the magazine. Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
The New